The third thing I want to clear up and bring to your attention is the eschatology of it all. Is to understand that one of the signs of the end time is that mothers would be against daughters and fathers would be against sons. That the closer we get to the end times, the more difficult it is to maintain healthy relationships, because one of the signs of the end time is the deterioration of the family. So what was natural for your grandmother becomes difficult for you. And part of the reason they were married 63 years and you were married 63 minutes might have something to do Might have something to do with the fact that what used to be natural isn't natural anymore. That people are not always equipped with natural affections. They don't come into here just naturally knowing how to love. They don't come into here naturally knowing how to be nice. They don't come into here naturally knowing that if you see me carrying six boxes up the steps, that you ought to say, "Can I help you?" That's a lost art that's gone. That's not there anymore. And one of the signs of the end time is fighting coming from strange places. Some of you are having to fight at work and fight at home and fight at church and fight all the time, and you are so stressed out, you're overwhelmed, and you don't recognize we're living in the end time, and natural affections have eroded out of our family so that it is no longer normal to love your mother or love your wife or love your husband. And if you post that you do, somebody's going to criticize that you do, because we're living in the last days where people have lost natural. Anytime you can have a baby and toss it into a trash can and get in the car and smoke a joint, you have lost all maternal instincts. Anytime you can have a child by this woman and that woman and that woman and that woman and take care of none of those children, that never feel bad about it and got the nerve to be hurt that they didn't call you on Father's Day. Why in the world should they call you on Father's Day? You haven't been a father. You haven't been a daddy. You haven't been a provider. You haven't been present. You haven't been a person. Come on, we got to own some of this stuff. Check this out, Luke 12, chapter 49 through 53. I want you to understand that some of this is just as sure as this crazy weather is a sign of the end time. This is also a sign of the end time. I came to set fire to the earth. This is Jesus saying, and I wish it were already on fire. Is it not burning? Is the ocean not as hot as a jacuzzi? I'm sorry to say something, I'm stopped there. I'm going to be put to a hard test, and I will have to suffer a lot of pain until it is over. Do you think that I came to bring peace to earth? No, indeed. I came to make people choose sides. Isn't that where we're living right now, where everybody is taking a side? Spirit of division is broken out. You got to take a side. You can't be neutral. You can't be in the middle. They're killing you because of the side you're on. A family of five will be divided, with two of them against the other. The other three, it's going to split families apart. Fathers and sons will turn against one another, and mothers and daughters will do the same. Mother-in-laws, oh Lord, and daughters-in-law will also turn against each other. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm living in the Bible. So we've got two categories: the things we contributed to, the things we cause, the things we will not own, the things we will not earn, and the things that are a result of the times we're living in, that we're living in the last days, that you can no longer watch Mayberry and Aunt Bee and bake an apple pie and set it in the window and have Andy come home and Opie eat the pie and all the stuff. That's over. That's over. That Lucy is hitting Desi over the head with an AK-47. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm too old to even make the illustration. But to those of you that got it, you got it. You understand that we're living in the last time, and it's difficult to hold it together. So forgive yourself for having a tough time holding relationships together. Forgive yourself for being weary. Forgive yourself for being exhausted. Forgive yourself for being tired. Forgive yourself for being at your wit's end. Forgive yourself for coming to a point of desperation. Forgive yourself for being not motivated to say anymore, to give anymore, to forgive anymore, to apologize, to plan anymore, to sow anymore, to understand that you're fighting an end time fight. You're fighting an apocalyptic war in your house. You're fighting the attack of the enemy through the times that we're living in. Once you check off, did I cause it? Did I do it? Did I contribute it to it? Am I remembering it correctly? Once you get past that, and I don't trust you to do a self-test. You got to ask some other people how you came across in the situation, because you will exonerate yourself in your own head. Once you get past that, I want you to understand that we're living in the last days, and it's hard to hold anything together. Your business, your marriage, your mother, your daughter, your auntie, your in-law. How many feel a force fighting against you with simple things that used to be easy? It used to be easy just to invite people over for dinner. It used to be easy to have a family picnic. It used to be easy for us to go on vacation. It used to be easy to take a drive. Now you got to take the temperature and see if it's the right day to ask them and see if they're in the right mood. And now you got to discern their eyes. And now you got to try out a little easy question on them and see if it's okay. And now you got to figure out who makes the potato salad. And now you got to put up with a cereal bowl of potato salad because Helen is stingy, and you got 30 people and she bought a cereal. Am I telling the truth? People have lost all common sense. Here you come in here with this cereal bowl talking about, here it is. I can't even find it. And you act like you can't count. And you wonder why we got an attitude, because we got to run to Kroger's in the middle of the barbecue. Now we peeling potatoes. And you want a doggy bag to go home. Am I telling the truth? Come on, somebody shout me down. Somebody just shout me down. First one to grab a bag. I got to have me some of that when I leave. What happened to that when you was making that potato salad? But you don't say nothing. Because that will be a 10-year war over a bowl of potato salad. But you stop inviting them. And now the family's acting funny. I'm talking about real life issues. Jesus says that in the last days, mothers will be against daughters. That's unheard of. Fathers will be against sons. That would be unheard of if we were not alive today. Now it is more likely for families to hate each other than to love each other. We grew up where family love could be depended on. If you jumped on one of us, you had to jump on all of us. If you said something to my sister, there's a part of me that'll leap off this stage right now and go back to the school bus. But what used to be natural is not natural anymore. And the truth of the matter is, this woman is living with a demon. What drove her to Jesus is that she is in fact living with a demonic power that's manifesting in somebody she loves. And what do you do when you're trying to drive out what you don't love and save what you do love? What do you do when you're trying to kill the cancer and save the kidney? What do you do when you're trying to drive out the demon without the child leaving the house? What do you do when you're trying to bind the devil and cause the child to be free? What do you do when what you hate has gotten in what you love? What do you do when you've said everything you know how to say? You've been as kind as you know how to be. You've been as loving as you know how to be. And still the demon is standing up, looking you in the face. Touch somebody and say, this is a job for Jesus. There's some people listening at me right now. You bent over backwards. You bent over forwards. You got down on the floor. You cried. You prayed. Nothing you do seems to be enough. This is a job for Jesus. If I'm talking to you, make some noise in this house.